Hello.
Today's reading is taken from the book of Mark. It's chapter 1, and I'm just going to read verses 9 to 11. So it's Mark chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. Its headline is The Baptism and Temptation of Jesus. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased." This is the word of God.
All right. So, who can tell me? We've got for some people, a special day coming up on Friday. Who can tell me what that day is? Come on, people. Yes, Sophie, thank you. Valentine's Day. I'm not a massive fan of Valentine's Day. I'm going to be honest with you right now. Not a massive fan of Valentine's. We don't do Valentine's Day at our house, do we, Abby? In fact, I said to Abby, when we got together, I said, we can be romantic on any other day of the year, but not Valentine's Day. Because it's not romantic to be romantic when you're told to be romantic. Am I right? Okay, anyway, that's just us. Anyway, okay. What do we, kids, what do we get, what do people give each other on Valentine's Day? Chocolates with strawberries, yeah, maybe. I didn't. Valentine's cards, excellent. We get wonderful cards like this, don't we, with cheesy messages. Roses are red, violets are blue, guess how much I love you, and all that sort of stuff. Do you like this? I think I will save it for Friday. Yeah, I'll say this. Abby, oh, hang on, she's seen it. But, anybody really like cheesy Valentine's messages on cards? Anybody? If not, I'm going to torment you. Okay, let's have the first one. Have a look at this one that I found. Next slide, please. Let's spend some quality time together. They get better, okay? Next one. There might be other fish in the sea, but you're my soul mate. Come on. And last one. Sorry if this is extra cheesy, but you have a piece of my heart. So you can have those for free. If you want to write them in your cards, just go for it. Okay. But the thing is, one of the good things about Valentine's Day is it's wonderful to know that somebody cares for you, isn't it? Somebody loves you. Kids, who's had a Valentine's Day card in the past? Anyone? Nobody. Nobody's going to admit to it. It's like asking a kid, who's your girlfriend or who's your boyfriend? They never answer. Okay, we'll move on. But whether it's receiving a Valentine's Day card or a hug from someone, from your mum or your dad or your child or a brother or a best friend, we all love to feel loved, don't we? We need to feel loved. Because when you feel loved, it changes something inside you, doesn't it? You can be having the worst day ever, but then somebody comes and gives you a hug or tells you, I love you, or whatever else it is, and all of a sudden, everything changes. It changes the way you think. It changes the way you think about yourself. It changes the way you think about life. And sometimes I might be having a really rubbish day. It does happen. And I might be feeling terrible about myself. But then Abby or one of the kids or one of my mates just says something just to show that they love me. And it just makes all the difference. Because we all need to feel loved. Put your hands up if you don't think you need to feel loved. Great. We all need to feel loved. And when we don't feel loved, it can affect the way we behave, can't it? So when you've got kids, if you've got somebody at school, is there somebody at school in your class who's really, really naughty? Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, actually, maybe the reason that kid is really, really naughty is because they don't feel loved. Because often, if we don't feel loved as children, it affects the way we behave. And it can even affect the way we behave as we grow up if we don't feel we're loved, if we've not had that experience of being loved. But when we know that we feel loved, it makes us feel secure. It means we can face everything. Even when life gets tough, we can get through it. And in the reading from the Bible that Debbie read just a few moments ago, Jesus was being baptized in the River Jordan by a man called John. What's John's full name? I was asking the kids, but that's okay. Kids, what was John's, what do we know John as? John the Baptist. Well done, well done. John the Baptist. And as Jesus is baptized, he goes down into the water. And as he comes up out of the water, can you remember what happened? Who was listening to the Bible reading? Go on, Libby. You're not sure, you're a bit shy. Okay. What happened? Who can say what happened? Charlie. Right. So he saw the heavens open and the Holy Spirit descending on him as a dove. And he heard a voice. You're exactly right, Charlie. Well done. He heard the voice of God. The voice of his Father saying to him, "You are my son. You are my son. I love you. And you bring me so much joy." What a moment that must have been for Jesus, but also for the people who were witnessing his baptism, to hear the voice of God say that about Jesus. How do you think Jesus felt when he heard that voice, when that happened to him? He felt loved. Yeah? Anybody else? Adults as well? Accepted. Yeah. Honoured. Wow. Honoured. Yeah. Special. Affirmed. Secure. It must have been amazing. Can you imagine what it must be like to hear the voice of God say that to you? "You are my son, whom I love so much, and you bring me great joy." That was the moment when Jesus came up out of the water and he heard his Father say that to him. That was the moment that set him up for all that was to come. Because knowing that he was God's son, knowing that he was loved by the Father from eternity, meant that Jesus was able to do everything that he'd come to do. Because what he'd come to do was massive. And it was going to cost him so much more than we can imagine. Because Jesus came to rescue us. Jesus came to bring us back to God as our Father by dying on a cross. To pay the price for all the ways that we've turned our back on God. Why did Jesus do that? Why did Jesus do that? He did this. He did it to take our sins away. That's right. But why did he do that? Because he loves us. Thank you. Because he loves us. He loves us so, so much. And he did that so that we can be forgiven from all the rubbish in our lives. And that we can be brought back. We can know God as our Father. As he knows God as his Father. And maybe you're thinking this morning, well, what does that mean for me? Maybe you're thinking, well, yeah, it's all very interesting, but what does it mean for me? It means this. It means that you are loved. You are loved so much. More than you can imagine. You're loved so much that Almighty God, the creator of the universe, the one who spoke the billions of stars into being, gave his one and only son for you, to die on a cross for you. And you are loved so much that Jesus, the eternal Son of God, willingly gave up his life for you. And if you'd been the only person ever to have existed on the earth, Jesus would have done that for you even then, because he loves you that much. That's how much he loves you. And sometimes we find it hard to accept that, don't we? Sometimes we find it hard. We don't dare believe that God really loves us that much. And we don't really believe that nothing will ever separate us from his love. And it can be especially hard to believe that if we've been through some stuff in life or we've been rejected by people who are supposed to have loved us. Or where we've been hurt. And other times we don't deep down believe it because deep down we don't really like ourselves. So we can't allow ourselves to believe that God loves us in that way. But he does. And if God were to write a card to tell us how much he loved us, it wouldn't have a cheesy message like that. It would say something like this inside instead. "Guess how much I love you? This much. Jesus gave up his life on the cross so that we can be forgiven and know the love of the Father for all eternity. Now, pop that there. In fact, I'm going to put it on the table as a reminder. You see, the cross shows us how much God really loves us. The cross shows you how loved you are. And God wants you to know how much he loves you. He wants you to know it deep in your heart. And you know, as a dad, I'm a dad to three fantastic kids. And I love my kids to bits. But sometimes I worry that they don't realise how much love you. If on those very, very, very rare occasions where I've told them off. So rare. I think it happened once last year. And I was so bothered by that, I was somewhere else and thought, maybe they don't think I love them. And I was so desperate to tell them that I love them. I remember coming back and telling the one it was, I'm not going to embarrass any of them, but I went to that night and I said, you know, I love you so much. And I gave them a kiss. And because I was desperate for them to know how much I loved them. And God wants to do the same for each and every one of us. You know, God doesn't want us to go through life not realizing how loved we are. God wants you to go through life knowing how deeply, how passionately, how totally he loves you. And he wants to tell us, just as he told Jesus how much he was loved as he was baptized and he came out of the water, so he wants to tell us that we're loved as well. And just as the Holy Spirit came down from heaven and descended on Jesus as he came up out of the water, so God wants to send the Holy Spirit to fill us so that we can experience and know his love in our hearts, in our lives, now, right now. He wants to fill you so that you will know his love poured into your heart, so that you will know that you are his son, that you are his daughter, whom he loves so much, and you bring him great joy. He wants you to know that. And you can experience that today. All you need to do is turn back to God. Remember, we think about these keys to the kingdom. Repent. Return back to God. Forgive. Forgive those who've hurt you. Renounce. Get rid of all the things, the rubbish in your life, and cut them off. Say, I want nothing to do with that anymore. And you can experience that love of God simply by asking him to fill you with his spirit. And he will. Jesus said, that if you're a father, you'll happily give your son a fish if you ask for a fish. You're not giving him something horrible. In the same way, the Father loves to give good gifts to us, loves to give the Holy Spirit to us. And all we need to do is to ask. And when we know just how much our Father loves us, it makes all the difference in the world. It means we can go through life, and whatever we're going to face in life, we can go through life changed, secure, knowing the hope that is ours now and in eternity. Because God loves us. And so our prayer today, for all those of you who are being baptized this morning, our prayer for you is that you will know deep in your hearts that same love of the Father, which called out to Jesus and said, you are my son whom I love so much. With you I'm well pleased. We long for you to know today that that is true for you. That as you're baptized, as you come out of the water, that you will know the love of the Father poured out to you by the Holy Spirit. And that knowledge of his love will enable you to live in true freedom, no matter what. Amen? Amen. Amen. So, Father, thank you for your love for us. Thank you for what you teach us and what you speak to us of yourself. And, Lord, right now, we open our hearts and our ears and our minds to you. And we say, Holy Spirit, will you come and fill us? Because we need you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't we stand together? We're going to sing a song which speaks of the truths of what we've just been thinking about. How God is our good Father and that we're loved by him. Let's stand together.